We'll have reading from Srila Prabhupada's Lilamrita, and afterwards we'll have a video in the slideshow room. Let me see where we were last time. Does this sound familiar? Abhay Charande's name was included on the posted list of students who had passed the BA exams and who were invited to appear for their diploma. You read it already. Okay. So Gaur Mohan had his plans for Abhay and the college. Gaur Mohan is the father of Prabhupada. Gaur Mohan had his plans for Abhay, and the college degree had been an integral part of those plans. But Krishna, it seemed, had other plans. The political protest of refusing the Bachelor of Arts degree was more a mark of honor than a social stigma, and Gaur Mohan did not reproach his son for it. But Abhay still needed to take up some kind of work. So obviously there was some protest, and Gandhi appealed in that way that the students would refuse the diploma. So Abhay participated in that protest. But his father, he was okay with it, even though he wanted to make his son have a degree. Dr. Kartik Chandra Bose, an intimate friend, had been the family doctor since Abhay's childhood. He was a distinguished surgeon, a medical scholar, and a chemical industrialist. He had his own establishment, Bose Laboratory in Calcutta, where he manufactured drugs, soaps, and other products for the pharmaceutical industry. Dr. Bose was well known throughout India as the first Indian to manufacture pharmaceutical preparations that had formerly been monopolized by European firms. He agreed to accept Abhay as a department manager at his laboratory. Although Abhay knew little of the pharmaceutical industry or of management, he felt confident that by reading a few related books, he could learn what he needed to know. But when this new young man was suddenly given the post of department manager, several workers became dissatisfied. Some of them were elderly and had been 40 years with the firm. They voiced their dissatisfaction amongst themselves and finally confronted Dr. Bose. Why had this young man been put in charge? Dr. Bose replied, "Oh, for that position, I needed someone I could trust like my own son. He is signing checks for 40,000 rupees. I could only entrust the personal handling of my accounts in that department to him. His father and I are very close, and this young man is known to me practically as my son." It's very nice. Gaur Mohan felt he had done his best. His prayer was that the principles of pure Vaishnavism he had taught his son would stay with him and guide him throughout his life. Gandhi and the cause of Swaraj had disrupted Abhay's college career, and Abhay was still inclined towards nationalism, but not so much for a political motive as for a spiritual vision. So Gaur Mohan was content. He knew the marriage arrangement was not pleasing to Abhay, but Abhay had accepted his explanation that detachment from wife and family affairs would be good for spiritual advancement. And Abhay was showing an inherent disinterest in materialistic affairs. This also did not displease Gaur Mohan, to whom business had always been subservient to his worship of Lord Krishna. So most fathers, they want their son to pursue materialistic careers, and Gaur Mohan was a very special soul. He wanted more than that. He wanted his son to pursue spiritual career. He had accepted this. Now Abhay had a promising job and would be making the best of his marriage. Gaurmohan had done what he could and he depended on Krishna for the ultimate result. So I'll finish this part, I think, and then we can start with the video. Gandhi bolstered by his emergence as a leader among the Congress Party, now openly attacked the empire's exploitative cloth trade with India. England was purchasing raw cotton from India at the lowest price, manufacturing it into cloth in the Lancashire mills in England, and then selling the monopolized cloth at high prices to the Indian millions. Gandhi's propaganda was that India should return to making her own cloth, using simple spinning wheels and hand looms, thus completely boycotting the British-made cloth and attacking an economic base of Britain's power over India. Traveling by train throughout the country, Gandhi repeatedly appealed to his countrymen to reject all foreign clothes and wear only the simple coarse khadi produced from India's own cottage and wear only this own cottage industry. Sorry. Before the British rule, India had spun and woven her own cloth. Gandhi argued that by breaking the cottage industries, the British were sinking the Indian masses into semi-starvation and lifelessness. So this is what industry does to a society. To set the example, Gandhi himself worked daily at a primitive spinning wheel and wore only a simple coarse loincloth and shawl. He would hold meetings and ask people to come forth and reject their imported cloth. On the spot, people would throw down heaps of cloth and he would set it ablaze. Gandhi's wife complained that the khadi was too thick and not convenient to wear while cooking. She asked if while cooking she could wear the light British-made cloth. Yes, you're free to cook with your mill cloth on. With your mill cloth on, Gandhi had told her. But I must exercise a similar freedom by not taking the meal so prepared. So the cause of cottage industry appealed to Abhay. He too was not enamored with the modern industrial advances the British had introduced in India. Not only was simple living good for the long-term national economy of hundreds of millions of Indians, as Gandhi was emphasizing, but to Abhay it was also the way of life most conducive to spiritual culture. Abhay put aside his mill-manufactured cloth and took the wearing khadi. Now his dress revealed him to whomever he met, British and Indian alike. He was a nationalist, a sympathizer of revolution. To wear khadi in India in the early 1920s was not a mere clothing fad. It was a political statement. It meant he was a Gandhian. So we'll see further if he will grow from Gandhian to Krishnian. I don't know if the term exists. So thank you. Please join us in the slideshow room. We'll have a katha, a DVD where Prabhupada is giving class.